Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We're just a couple of days away from the election. I am looking forward to voting. I have absolutely no reservations or hesitations about voting to re-elect President Trump. And that is different than it was back in 2016. I tell you the truth on that and a lot of other things, right? I mean, I did tell you about sitting at the kitchen table in the boxer shorts doing the show. All right, but I don't want to focus on that. It's just not a pretty picture. But nonetheless, I have no hesitation, no reservations about voting to reelect the president. I have been so impressed and so happy with what he's been able to accomplish during these last 4 years. Now, our friends over at Breitbart News do an amazing job, and we have been very, very fortunate over the years to speak with many of their staffers, many of their writers, and I'm thrilled to say that Jerome Hudson, who I enjoy reading at Breitbart News, the entertainment editor, is joining us. Jerome, thanks for being here.
Jeff, you're too kind. I have to write more. I spend a lot of time scouring the hate parade that comes out of Hollywood and assigning articles, but I'll have to write more of them. I didn't know people you probably don't miss my writing, but I'll pump out more. I'll pump out more prose for you. I was writing a book. That's my excuse.
Well, all right. No, listen. No, I know you got bumped up, and now you're the editor, and you got the private office, and the hot and cold running ice cream, and the back massages, and whatever else they got over there for you. But, you know, I think you probably have the toughest job at Breitbart. And don't tell Pollock I said that, but I think you do, because you really do have to. You got to pay attention to all the swill coming to these from these self-entitled pinheads out in Hollywood.
It's interesting because Joel, our in-house counsel and editor at large, which is just a fancy term for he's a free safety. He's all over the field. He bails me out a lot because you're right. I mean, it's just a steady stream of whoever came up with the Trump derangement syndrome thing. Yeah. They had to have been looking at Twitter and just Cher and Katy Perry, yep, and Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen. Because it never stops. I mean, it literally never stops. I'm looking at it right now. They're throwing one conspiracy theory out after another one. But I will tell you, Jeff, that it is encouraging to see just how frantic and panicked they are. Because I only trust a handful of polls, and I think that they're trying to run up the score, doing all these fundraisers because they know that their man is behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope you're right, man, from your lips to God's ears. Now, let's talk a little bit about this book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. And my first question, Jerome, why'd you stop at 50? Because I think there's far more than that.
The question that I got when my first book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know, came out last September, it's just a nice round number. 100 myths And that there are a lot of myths that I bust in this book about Trump. But 100 would have been too many to get in by deadline.
Okay.
But I would have tried. My publisher wouldn't have let me. But it's a nice round number.
Okay.
And you know, I talk about how the president's taken on China, how he revived manufacturing, how he won for blue collar workers, and on and on and on.
Wow. Well, let's talk about some of these things. And Jerome, you wrote the book, and I want you to grab a couple of the pieces that you think are the biggest pieces of information that, quite frankly, the media types, the Hollywood pinheads don't want us to know.
No, you heard Joe Biden on a debate stage last week saying that, I don't know, Jeff, why he went there. But he said it to millions of Americans that he wants to, should he be elected, transition the country off of oil. I'm pretty sure he sent a chill down the spine of a lot of voters in Pennsylvania because it took the election of President Trump for America to become a net exporter of natural gas and crude oil. For the first time in half a century, you're talking about $203 billion of savings every year. And that is $2,500 a year for a family of four. A lot of those jobs, a lot of that industry represented in the all-important battleground state of Pennsylvania, which produces more energy, Jeff, than it actually consumes as a state.
Wow. Oh, I didn't even realize that. I grew up in Philadelphia. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Wow. All right.
No. There you go. No. Well, manufacturing also important to that state as well as the Midwest. You know, I don't think anybody will ever forget just how Barack Obama and his awfully bad sense of humor, he joked in 2016 or poked fun or tried to troll Trump in June 2016 about how is he going to bring back manufacturing? What is he going to do? Find a magic wand? Well, Donald Trump found the magic wand because he helped create in his first 2 years almost a half million manufacturing jobs. That pales in comparison to the 73,000 manufacturing jobs that were created under the last 2 years of the Obama-Biden administration. Again, in so many ways, Jeff, this book is really a testament of how the American people, one, deserve better political leadership, and two, what can happen when you elect the right political leadership.
It's a great point. Jerome Hudson is joining us. Jerome is the entertainment editor over at Breitbart News. And Jerome, one of the things that I learned right before the 2016 election, I learned that Donald Trump, if he was elected, would cause a nuclear war. He was going to plunge the entire world into chaos and a deep recession. Yeah. And he was going to be responsible for all of us getting bad breath and toenail fungus. And I don't think any of those things have come true, have they?
No, we all heard about, you know, how they're before the lockdown, thanks to China. You're talking about 1 million job openings, more than there are actual physical people to fill those jobs. But the president won on behalf of the American people in an amazing way. We're talking about blue-collar workers enjoying three times the wage growth of the top 1% of households. The bottom 25% of workers, more impressively, that's 82% of the population of the country. Their wages rose by 4.5% between November 2018 and November 2019. And that's according to Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta information. So it's not like the political press had to dig deep to find these statistics that are accomplishments of the president. It's all right there on the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta's website. I didn't get to write about it. And actually, there's a little bit of fake news in the book, but I talk about how the president jacked up median household income to a record level. I think in the book I had the number at 66,000. It was actually 68,700. I mean, he blew out his record set in 2016 and in 2018 in median household income. I mean, the wins just go on and on. I mean, the president, he hates women. Well, in 2018 and in 2019, net new owned businesses run by women reached a record high. And you know what's interesting about that, Jeff? In 2018, those new women-owned businesses, 42% of them were opened by black women. Black women supported Donald Trump's candidacy the least in 2016, but ironically, they benefited the most from his economic policies.
Well, I tell you something, Jerome. I've heard for 4 years about how this president hates women and hates black people. And then the other night I'm watching as a black Supreme Court justice is swearing in a brand new female Supreme Court justice. And it occurred to me, This guy is the worst racist and misogynist in history. He doesn't know who he's supposed to hate.
Yeah, so 1/3 of the Supreme Court is President Trump's nominee. I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of this country, but 1/3 of that third of his pick is a woman, a family woman of 7 who actually adopted. I would have broken my back if I would have been adopted by the Barrett family.
No kidding.
No, the president, he unveiled his platinum plan, an economic and education plan, security and law enforcement plan for black Americans. But before he did that's just a future promise. I mean, this president had the country's, the presidents and leaders of historically black colleges in his White House. And he got a decade long funding bill for these 102 historically black colleges and universities. And he put himself in the record books because he funded these schools to the tune that no other sitting president had ever done. You know, he talks about it all the time, but he really walks the walk. I mean, a billion-dollar deal with pharmaceutical companies to give HIV medicine to 200,000 uninsured Americans for the next decade. That was the billion-dollar deal that President Trump ushered through Secretary Azar in the rest of his administration. The left likes to say that, well, Trump's just riding the boom of the Obama-Biden years. Well, why did we have these record numbers under unemployment and wage growth? You know, if the wage gap between black and white earners in this country was ever going to close, why did it have to happen under President Trump? If Obama was in office for 8 years, no. Employers, business owners recognized that the moment Donald Trump was inaugurated, despite the fact that he was up against political foes and Democrats already trying to impeach him, they knew that they had a president who was going to usher in what he did, lowered taxes and cut regulation, which meant higher wages and more jobs for Americans.
You know, Jerome, one of the other beautiful things in the past 4 years, we have not had to listen to the phrase, quote, the new normal all that often anymore. Mm. You're right? Where we're getting back to the idea that people work hard and achieve things and things that they've earned.
No, that's the Obama-Biden version of the malaise under Jimmy Carter. Life is all about expectations, and President Trump raised them. And you're right. I mean, you had J.P. Morgan, even Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney joined the Paul Krugman camp, which said that, you know, the economy would fall off in an economic cliff should Donald Trump assume office. Well, the exact opposite happened. And I think that the president, what you're seeing, you know, if I could just push the ball down the field here, these spontaneous rallies of 75,000 car parade in Miami, Florida. I have family there. I spent summers in Miami, Florida. I can't imagine what 75,000 spontaneous cars lined up in support of this president means, but the American people get it. And that's why you have Gallup getting 56% of them saying that they are better off today in the middle of a pandemic than they were at the end of the Obama-Biden administration. I just wanted to collect but 50 of the best accomplishments that this president was able to get done under the gun of an impeachment, a complete scandal, which I write about in the introduction of my book, the political press knew it was all lies. They knew there were Russian sources in the Steele dossier, but they didn't care. And it didn't matter to the American people because they constantly won under this president.
Absolutely. Now, Jerome, I want folks to get this book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. What's the best way for people to get it?
It's still available right now on Amazon, so act fast because, you know, it's Amazon. But they can buy it at Walmart, Target, any brick and mortar. But no, Amazon is just, people are sending me, I love it, they're sending me just stacks. They're buying them by five, not obviously for themselves, but this book is just a primer. It's just 50 warheads that you could just drop off at your neighbor's house or give to your grandkids to help them, you know, live through the indoctrination that they are probably suffering under on a college campus. But no, you can get it everywhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Jerome, I appreciate you making time for us. I want to have you back in the not too distant future. Let's talk about this and some other stuff. And just please keep up the good work, would you?
I appreciate you having me on. I am always willing to come on a fellow radio host program. I host Breitbart News tonight on Sirius Patriots. So I'm right there in the trenches with you anytime.
I love it. Thank you, my friend. That is Jerome Hudson, the entertainment editor over at Breitbart News. And you've got to get a copy of the book, The 50 Things About Trump They Don't Want You to Know. This is where we've been, and I suppose this is where we remain at least for some period of time, right? Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.